You eat because you have an idea, haven't you? You think that you're a believer. You think that you're this, you're that. And you don't want to give this up. Mainly in the name of prophecy, isn't it? When you believe firmly in one thing, you will say, oh, this, excuse me, this is Quran. No joking. This is in the Bible. Excuse me. Remember? God himself told you that I will send a prophet. You know the message. Then I get you the message because I give you a better one. Even in the message, it should be renewed. It should be living in you. Not a historical event that you believe in. So even the God will change the prophecy. So can you. We're going for the better one. The new one. This is what the change is. Right over there that he was talking about this verse that you will see in Latin because it is in Arabic. Because it's Quranic. It will bring it from Quran. I'm talking about verse 38558. Recognize, O nobler son, the indication of the text. And the text is Nansaha ayatan aw nansaha. Means I will eliminate, I will get rid of declaring Nansaha is declaring obsolete and nonsense. He said, I will declare my message is obsolete and I will make you forget it. What is this? Is this a very kind stuff? This is coming from God to humanity. He said, there is a secret over there. Discover the secret of him when he says that I will rend absolute all the ayah that I gave you and I make you forget it. Is it? The secret is, look at the end of it. The end of it, he says that because I want to give you a better one. For a better one, you have to get rid of the good one. This is the improvement. So do not hang on to this stuff. This is the story he makes up. We know that this didn't happen. Because if in reality this happens in this story, we have to go and grab the jacket of that prophet. Hey, come on here, why did you say this? Because it doesn't happen. He said, the message, yes. But the message is an ever-changing message. It's not something solid. If it was solid, we didn't need you. It could have been automatically in the monkey. This is the breath. This comes out and back. And out and back. This doesn't belong to you. Yes, your life is hanging on your breath, but the breath is not yours. That's the part we wanted to talk. Then at the end I said, look at the gardening. Not that in the gardening you trim your trees. Why do you do that? This is a very, very savage violence. You cut the tree. No. You cut a piece of it to improve it. It will grow better branches. So elimination is a part of it. You know your animal doesn't like the elimination because your animal will be eliminated. It's that part. Your animal is thinking about life and death. When we say life, life is not the opposite of death. To us, life. Oh, life is an opportunity to love. Something else. Anyhow, if you want to learn this backward stuff, you have to learn walking backward. I said this is the process of eliminating something you don't need anymore. Remember, you don't need your fear anymore. For God's sake, what are you afraid of? Even if you want to die here, they don't let you die. And all the animals are afraid of death. Let go of that. He said, about the death, he will talk later. You've heard about it. Who didn't hear about the death? Rumi talks about death in Masnavi directly. And he says, I died from this, I became that. Then I died from that, I became that. Remember, he doesn't say, I was this, I became that. I died from not being alive. Me, personally here, I believe that. I was not alive, but I was here. Then I died from that. Then I became the animal. Then I died from animal. I became the human being. He makes a division over there consciously. And I say, I became the Adam. I died from the Adam. I became the human. I died from human and I become that which we cannot think of. This is the process. Because I'm a pop. You know which part of me was here when I was not alive? You tell me. So at the video you're lost. But you cannot find anything, right? Where was I? Because you imagine I'm the life, right? That's the monkey. I was here before that. Do you remember the time that there was no time? That's where I was. Do you remember when there was no time? There was nothing. Then what happened? He said, be. Therefore everything happened, it was, right? What happened? The thing that he thought before. You see, that's the time that nothing is there, only the idea is there, right? I am that idea, because I am the breath. Me, the breath, I've been here forever, and I will be here forever. This is something that is very difficult to understand. He will go to the next paragraph, he will bring the Satan in to say, listen, I know your monkey now is looking at this, and we say, excuse me, that breath you're talking about, it's a good illusion. But I believe in this. What about this? He said, that. That is the pitiful part. You know why? Because when you look at this, your monkey is looking at the monkey and believes that the monkey is here, right? Yes, this is the monkey. And the cleverness is here. The Satan belongs to monkey. The Satan goes in the monkey. You know where I'm sitting? The place that they don't let the Satan come in. I'm in the heart, I'm the breath, right? The rest belongs to monkey. He said, look at it. This belongs to monkey, and this has two opposite stuff, pleasure and pain. This is what leading the monkey. Remember here, all of that happens in this biology with pleasure and the pain, right? So monkey is a mixture of pleasure and the pain, and is looking for pleasure. It's trying to avoid the pain, right? And the monkey is right for the monkey. Guess what? Me, the breath. You know how I am? The opposite. First of all, for me, there isn't this pleasure, coming. For me, there is one thing, one displeasure, one pain. Pain is only one thing to me. What is it? Separation. Me being separated. That's the pain to me. For the monkey, the other saw. And this pain, I love it. Why? Am I silly? Look at me. Really look at me physically, me. I'm the breath in the monkey, right? And monkey looks for pleasure. I love the only pain which is the hardest and the harshest. Why?
Potential of improvement.
That's the only thing that helps me. You know what? I want to come out. Who doesn't let me? The monkey. The logic. The woman. All of that, right? It's keeping me in. The only thing that separates me is that. That one hates the story of separation and the pain. I love it. Because that will keep me alert and alive and trying to come out. Because I know pain of separation is my engine. Huh? Do you remember the first story when he started this book? He said, listen, you are running the animal engine, right? And said, this is the rules and blah, 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 blah. I will talk about the exception later. Mm-hmm. This is the exception. The exceptional fellow, first of all, loves the pain of separation because understands that I want to come out, right? Then what? There's something else. I love the pain of separation, right? Why? Because it helps me. It helps me what? He said, look at us. Even our dress is stealing from us. Everything happens here because my problem is the monkey. And what does the monkey do? One thing. What is the thing that monkey do or any animal life will do? Any living creature on the earth will say, me, 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 right? All of them. Which of them counts? Which of them doesn't count? Is that there are some things that they don't count. When you talk about the animals, they all count. When you're talking about the monkey of the human being, they all count. When you're talking about the breath, oh, look at these living monkeys, they don't count. Do they? When you're talking about the human being, are we adding Adolf Hitler to it? No way. Who is he then? He is the one which is not wanted. We all are crying, nafsi, nafsi. If you call us not, we all are ahramans. We'll be the devils if you don't want us. Because you gave us the breath and the cleverness is out there. If the breath is not working, only the intelligence is working.
Can you say that? Can you back up and just say what you're saying again?
Pardon me?
Can you just repeat what you just said?
Repeat it, yeah. Being a part of something in animal life is being a part of that stuff. In this universe of breath we are talking, being a part of something doesn't mean that you are a part of that thing. If that thing wants you to be there, yes, you are a part of it. If not, it's not by being there or by trying to go there. You should be accepted. This doesn't happen in animal life. This is the human life. Because we are talking about the breath. Breath, what is breath? Breath is the part of God, is a part of Hava in all of us, right? Then, okay, now let's talk.